I also wanted to add to that my breastfeeding episode that you also cannot go on any detoxes or diets that cause rapid weight loss, as when you do go on diets that or detoxes that do cause rapid weight loss, all the toxins that start getting broken down from your whole body do leak in and seep into the milk. So it's really important that that doesn't happen, because that's not going to be good for your child. You know, ultimately you're then feeding them toxins. So be very careful with that. I've had to be very careful with it, as well. Also, you know, when it comes to caffeine, you know, one coffee a day, like one like cafe coffee a day, it is good. Like, you're okay with that. Some people are very judgmental and completely against it. That's not been my experience so far, and neither has it been the experience of the mothers I speak to, and have met. So don't be too hard on yourself. If you love a coffee and you fancy one, you know, have one, it's fine. Be quite relaxed and kind to yourself, and make sure you're careful with what you eat, because it's important that you keep your health up. And I still sort of treat myself like I am pregnant, in the sense I don't eat certain cheeses, anyway. Well, I don't eat cheese anyway because I'm dairy free, but I just, in my mind, it's just like, you know, you have it in your head, no deli meats, no soft cheeses, I guess. Is it soft cheeses? Yeah, nothing unpasteurized, that type of thing. But I think if you're following a plant-based diet, it's much easier. You don't really have to remember those things. You don't have to really be worried about them, other than the herbs that I've told you about, which can hinder breast milk production. But obviously, most people are not plant-based, so this is for you guys. So make sure that, you know, I'd avoid, you know, raw fish and unpasteurized cheeses and things like that, because, you know, we don't know whether it will pass through or not. So yeah, I'd avoid that stuff, really. Be careful with that. And also, be careful with too many fizzy drinks. Because unfortunately, the especially the caffeinated ones, it will build up to your caffeine intake. But, you know, sometimes you have to have a quick drink. I mean, I did find myself drinking quite a bit of fizzy drink, because I found that it gave me energy that I really was lacking. Because, you know, when you first give birth and you have a baby for the first few months, it's extremely exhausting, you know. So be mindful of that, I'd say, as well. But yeah, I hope I've now covered everything. I hope that if there is anything else that you'd like me to address, please let me know. Yeah, thank you for listening. Love and light.